Okay, our friends. So we read a month ago, maybe, I think, or maybe 2 months ago, a book about a little bat. And he was super cute. He tried to stay awake all night, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now he has realized you have to go to bed during the day when you're a bat. But at night, you can be useful and do all kinds of things, like, for example, go to school. And so today we're going to be reading the book Little Bat in Night School. This was written by Brian Lies, and it's read today by Mommy and
No Apple Guy.
No Apple Guy, because he did not get an apple.
You didn't.
I know. Sometimes you have apples and sometimes you don't. You just have to deal with them. We had strawberries, but no apples. On it.
Ooh, when I wake up, like the moment next morning,
mm-hmm.
when I wake up,
mm-hmm.
I'll run into my room and I'll say, apple time.
Apple time. I like it. We just try again the next day.
You have to make me an apple.
Mm-hmm. I will do it. We'll just have to try again. Now, in the meantime, we can read a story, can't we? Mm-hmm. So let's do it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Little Bat, here we go. Little Bat was ready. He had everything he needed. Shall we tell everyone what? Okay, in the picture we can see his supplies. He has colored pencils.
You have to describe them to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like almost all the colors. I see lots of colors. A green water bottle with a green pencil sharpener. It looks like a dinosaur. He's got a glue stick and a blue new backpack that has a fuzzy thing on it, which is like a little decoration, and a snack. Ooh.
What is a snack?
It looks like maybe some kind of insect. And he has crayons, but the blue one broke somehow. So he has everything he needs, huh? Except maybe some patience. And now we see how he works.
When is sunset? Is it time to go yet? How about now? Now? School is going to be so much fun. How about now? I can't wait to meet the other bats.
Shh. Mama Bat yawned, awakened for the 100th time. Rest, she says. Oh, he's waking up too early. Mm-mm. Then night fell, and they finally arrived at school. It was bigger than Little Bat had expected. Well, hello, the teacher smiled at him. I'm Mrs. C. And Mrs. C is a
raccoon.
These are all nocturnal animals, something tells me. In the classroom, Little Bat saw a pair of raccoons, some owlets, and a ferret.
Where are the other bats?
There they were, over by the wall. He let out his breath.
Hi,
he said.
I'm Little Bat. Want to play?
We're already playing,
one said.
With each other.
The other added. Oh, that might not feel good. Little Bat flew to a cubby to hide. But someone else was already there.
Hi. What are you doing?
He asked.
I'm just hanging out,
she replied.
Oh,
Little Bat said.
Is it okay if I hang out here too?
I guess so,
she said.
But why aren't you out there with them?
I don't know anybody,
Little Bat sighed.
I want to go home.
Me too,
she said.
I'm Ophelia.
I'm Little Bat.
He blinked.
Hey, now we do know somebody here.
Mm-hmm. Circle time, Mrs. C called. Everyone gather round. She flicked on more lights.
Guess we have to join them.
Little Bat jumped.
Wait! Bats explode in light,
Ophelia cried. Little Bat laughed.
That's just a myth. I'll go if you will.
Deal.
Ophelia agreed. Little Bat and Ophelia stuck together. Mrs. C taught them to sing the seals on the bus. The seals on the bus? What kind of crazy talk is that? They talked about the patterns the stars make and why the moon changes shape. And then it was time for show and tell. And here's what the other people have brought, okay? But first, Little Bat hadn't brought anything to share, so he held his wings wide.
These are my floaties,
he announced, and the others gasped.
Do they help you fly?
Do they keep you warm?
He shrugged.
No, I just like them.
Neat,
the others said.
Neat, they're wrong.
So the other bats,
I've got half a popsicle stick.
And I've got the other half.
Then there are owls.
I brought a car, and you copied me. I bought a car, and you copied me,
say the owls. It looks like they're twins, maybe, do you think? And then there are some raccoons.
We found this in someone's backyard.
And what is it that they found?
Underwear,
oh, gracious. And the ferret said,
I like cephalopods.
What this?
And there's a possum with an umbrella.
I have a bumper chute.
During math, they practiced counting.
Psst, turn it around,
Ophelia whispered.
Oops.
Says Little Bat. And why? Because they're all lined up to count their numbers, right? 4, 5, 6, 7. And
his looks like a 9.
Yeah, he was holding his 6 upside down. Oh, good grief. At nap time, everybody found a comfy place to rest. And then it was time for art, and Little Bat threw himself into making prints. And it's a print of himself. He's dipped himself in the paint and then smashed himself up against his piece of paper. What a mess. He loved the feel of the squishy clay. He's making a bat out of the clay. But Little Bat looked up and saw what someone else was making.
I stink at art, he cried. I quit.
Because do you remember the friend, the ferret, who likes cephalopods? What is a cephalopod, by the way?
Octopus?
Yeah, a squid. The ferret who likes cephalopod is sculpting a squid holding a sword and riding a horse. Like maybe General like Napoleon, right? Or General Washington before he was president.
Oh, Squid Washington.
Squid Washington.
Hey, don't get upset,
the ferret said.
I've been doing this a lot longer than you, and you know, practice makes perfect.
Little Bat and Ophelia groaned.
No, practice makes better,
the ferret said.
Everyone can get better. That's just what makes it exciting. I guess I could try again,
Little Bat said. At munch time, Ophelia held something out.
This is delicious. My mama found it on the road. Want some?
No, thank you,
Little Bat said.
But I'm glad you like it.
He pushed the straw into his juice, and it squirted, and he grinned and squeezed it again harder. Uh-oh, he's going to make a huge mess, isn't he? Uh-huh, he did. In fact, it landed on the owl.
I'm so sorry,
Little Bat cried.
I didn't mean for that to happen.
And Mrs. C leaned in. It's kind of you to help clean up, she said, because he's now giving a sock to the owl that he squirted his apple juice on. And the owl says,
it was kind of funny.
It was, wasn't it? Yep, apple juice head. Time for recess, Mrs. C announced.
What do you want us to do?
They asked. Use your imagination, she replied. And so they think,
is this being
being graded? What's the goal here?
Is there, like, a specific project you want us to do?
Is there a right way to do this?
Recess is boring,
a raccoon groaned.
But look at all this great stuff,
little Bat pointed.
I bet we could build something.
Because in the pictures we can see there's tape and glue sticks and popsicle sticks and wheels and all kinds of stuff. So they got busy. And the other two bats came over.
Can we help?
One started.
With what you're making?
The other finished.
Of course,
little Bat said.
Grab something to add.
And well, it looks like maybe we are going to have some fun. A round rug made a perfect racetrack.
Story time, Ms. C called.
Everyone grumbled.
Aw, we were just getting started.
But as they gathered around, as Miss C opened a book and took them far back into the past, could the heroes escape before the time door closed, trapping them forever? As the pterosaurs gained on them, a ray of morning light fell across the pages. Ooh, she was telling them seriously interesting story about dinosaurs and time changes and all kinds of things. Time travel. And we'll have to leave it there for now, Ms. C said.
No!
Everyone pleaded.
Just a little more.
Don't worry. The story will change for us. The story will wait for us.
Miss C smiled.
Time to gather your things.
That was a pretty good night after all,
Little Bat remarked.
Are you coming back again tonight? I will if you do,
Ophelia said.
Deal,
he agreed, and Little Bat leapt out into the air, his head buzzing with all he had learned. He couldn't wait to be back in night school. And so now he's talking to his mom again.
You won't believe what my friends eat. My best friend likes to hang upside down too. Hey, there's a song I can teach you. Somebody almost got in trouble for spilling juice. We read the most amazing story. I know all my numbers now.
And I can't read the last one.
I can't.
Can you read it? What's it say?
Did you know that the moon didn't actually get there?
Did you know that the moon doesn't actually get something?
Get things?
Oh, I can't read it. Did you know that the moon doesn't actually disappear, maybe? Well, it's very interesting. And friends, what a wonderful book. We will post the link on our Amazon affiliates page so you can go out and get a copy of this wonderful story and enjoy it and look at the pictures as we go through. Read along with us. And that, our good friends, is the
end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.